a temple halfway around the world. In my late teens, I joined the church against the wishes of my family. When I was in my 20s, I began working on my family history after my father passed away. Soon after, I became a busy wife and mother raising young children, and the family history work stopped. Because I didn't have any family in the church, I had a strong desire to research my family history. I loved doing it and always longed to have more time to work on it. When I was 33, my life took an unexpected turn when my health began to decline. Where I once was able to hike with my family, taking a walk around the block became difficult. Cleaning house in 2 hours on a Saturday became impossible, and I was just happy if I could get through vacuuming. Where I once had a large circle of friends, now my circle of friends declined because I could no longer be there for them as I had in the past. It was at this time that I began to take up my family history again. My daughter began doing research for her dad's side, and in one evening completed work that had taken me years to do. I completed several generations on my line and submitted the names to the temple for the work to be completed. I had always wanted to go through the temple for my family members myself, but my health and the distance from the temple made it impossible. After submitting the names, I began to cry, feeling like I had let my family members down, since I wouldn't be there with them on the special day the ordinances were done for them. A week later, as I logged onto FamilySearch.org to check the progress of their temple work, I saw something amazing. Not only was the work being completed, but members in the Accra Ghana Temple were doing the work. I was so surprised to see members halfway around the world completing temple work for my little family. I burst into tears again, thinking of the sacrifices of the people in Ghana as they made their way to the temple for my family. I am so grateful for those members of the Accra Ghana Temple District who did what I could not, attend the temple and grant my family the blessing of temple ordinances. Robin Estabrooks, Virginia, USA.
End of the section, Latter-day Saint Voices, read by David Shaw, Kristen Hawkins, Jane Wise, and Ben Cummins.